almost 18 years ago, Bill stood right here and spoke in memory of our son, Peter. Sorry. Wrong way to start. Of our son, Peter, who had died a few weeks earlier. His talk was quintessential Bill Brady. He got a laugh telling the story of Peter babysitting the Hellinger girls and attempting to sing them to sleep, pointing out that his efforts produced precisely the opposite result. He quoted Milton's Lycidas, and he did it all in the spirit of generous friendship that, for me, was the hallmark of the man. First of all, as many people have noted, Bill was just plain fun. And when I showed this next part to my son Matt, he said, "Oh yeah, I used to." It always happened when I saw Mr. Brady coming across the street because I knew we were going to have a good time. But at any rate, one summer up in northern Wisconsin, we took the Bradys for what we hoped would be a sail in our new boat. Actually, we sat in dead calm in the middle of Shawangunk Bay. Now, you saw a picture of Bill holding the tiller of our boat and pretending to sail. Later, as Bill and Sid were leaving, we asked them to write in the log that we kept on summer's activities, and Bill's comments followed. Down dropped the wind, the sails dropped down. 'Twas sad as sad could be. And we spake only to break the silence of the sea. What marvelous sailing! The wind would have ruined it. Matt remembers that line. Thank God for the internal combustion engine. Thanks for a great time. We'll be up for a month next year. Signed, Captain W.P. Brady, USN, retired. And during a later visit, this is when Matt got married, which included a good batch of the Kroll family, we were sitting at the dinner table, plagued by the insistent begging of our beagle. The Kroll family command for dogs to leave was kitchen. Kids and grandkids repeated it many times before Bill looked at the dog, pointed to the kitchen, and roared, "Airport!" It's a cherished memory for many in our family, and there's a Kroll dog in Chicago who still answers to that command. But of course, there was a lot more to Bill than his wonderful sense of humor. He was a prodigious reader, both to himself and aloud, and he loved what he read. Coleridge wasn't the only poet he could quote. He was at home with all the works of Shakespeare that he taught. He had a prodigious memory when it came to poetry and could generally pull out the apt phrase when the occasion demanded. He quoted and read a lot in his own classes, but we shouldn't be fooled by that. He was a demanding teacher. When Bill Colby, then a third-year student, visited the campus to meet with aspiring lawyers, he was asked what courses would prepare one best for the rigors of law school. His immediate answer, Shakespeare. Bill was a tough grader who sometimes angered a mediocre student who thought he deserved a grade higher than he got. But he was also an extremely popular and kindly teacher. When I shared an office with him in the mid-60s, there were many times when a student sought him out with one personal problem or another, and he was always caring and helpful. Finally, Bill was a generous person, generous with his time when students wanted to talk, generous with his friends when they needed help. When Karen and I got married, Bill filled in as best man when my brother couldn't make it, and that was only the beginning. Bill and Sid, and you really can't talk about Bill without talking about Sid. They were such a close team. Hosted a magnificent rehearsal dinner that involved, among many other things, a complicated shrimp dish that involved a great deal of shelling and debating. And they repeated it. I mean, that was a lot of work. And they repeated the recipe when I retired. I've already mentioned Bill's talk when Peter died. I should add that he helped me through that time with a lot of sympathetic conversation. In 1988, Bill won the Caterpillar Faculty Achievement Award given at commencement. And at the president's house, after the ceremony, Bill wondered aloud what he had done to deserve that prestigious award. It was obvious to the rest of us. There was a generosity of spirit that pervaded everything he did, including his teaching. He was a caring counselor to many students and a good friend to many of us on the faculty. He was both a tough grader and a popular teacher. A good friend to many, both students and faculty. He is missed.